Good morning to each one. Welcome to our service here this morning. I was thinking and pondering of that last song we just sang, that isn't it great for you that were singing it and meaning it, that you were giving your testimony to the sermon before you ever heard the sermon. I trust that is your testimony whether you hear the sermon this morning or not. The sermon this morning, I know we just had Thanksgiving Day here a few days ago, and it's not necessarily preached because it was Thanksgiving, the sermon this morning, but it's something that I've been pondering actually for quite some time, and I just thought, well, it's maybe an appropriate time to preach it, because it does fit, and it goes well beyond just Thanksgiving Day. Now, I do want to warn you this morning that because of some of our visitors here this morning, that I may switch to German for their benefit, though they can understand a lot of the English, I think. But I asked them yesterday if I should just do everything in German. They said, well, if I did that, then the rest of you would know what it felt like for them when they first got to the U.S. But I'm not going to do that to the rest of you this morning. Anyway, I will try to insert some German here and there so we can maybe all follow and understand. Though the message in itself is actually a practical message, but nothing deep in a sense, but yet maybe easy to understand as is. But that's fine. I think we will we'll try to do some of that this morning, so we can all learn from it. Turn to Colossians chapter 3. I want to pull a verse out of here and to get my title and my text. Colossians 3, verse 15. This verse reads this way, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Be ye thankful. The title this morning. Why is it important that we are thankful? This is a thought I want to take way beyond Thanksgiving Day. As a matter of fact, I'm not even going to be talking about Thanksgiving Day. That's not the, whoever has termed it as such, which was this past Thursday, that's not what we're talking about, that day in particular. But what is it saying? Be ye thankful. And if you look at the New Testament, there are a number of verses that admonish us to be thankful. Philippians 4 verse 6 tells us to be praying with thanksgiving, for an example. There's other verses that talk about thanksgiving. Why is it so important? Why is being thankful important? You know, this is something that we teach our children from little on up. At least I hope you do. You know, just as a very small child, you know, as a very small child, I was given something by somebody. You know, my first thought is, I've got this piece of candy. And so what else is there to do but enjoy my piece of candy? But no, wait a minute, stop. Say thank you first. Man, get that out of the way so I can enjoy my piece of candy. So we teach them at a real young age that we say thank you. And why is that important? Why is that important? There's a couple other verses that talk about the negative side of these of this whole picture that caught my attention as well. Go to Romans chapter 1. Here is a verse, and these two verses that I want to read, this one, and then there's a few other verses in 2 Timothy I want to read that are listed with a list of sins. Romans 1:21 Here it says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Now go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. And here we have, back in Romans 1, there's a whole long list of dark picture of mankind, of man when they walk away from God, and the dark, wicked life that they live. Wie sonst doen Reimer wollt auf Menschen von Gott weichen oder donen, sind diestert Leib einstaubt oder andere, sind weit weichen, diestert oder sogar, dass sie nicht Trickfinger können. What it sagt to in Reimer. 2 Timothy chapter 3, I want to read the first four verses. Know this also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God. Now here is a list of terrible things. This is something that says that in the last days, these perilous times, these evil times, these wicked times are going to come. There's a bise tiet that would come in the last day, what would sein to be mantra von Gott weichgehunden down and dollem schengunen slave of Allah. Gons für sich selbst leben steht für Gott leben. These are perilous times. These are terrible times that are coming. But notice right there in verse 2, it talks about right along with covetousness, boasters, disobedient to parents, and it says unthankful. This is a pretty serious list. This is mankind today. This is the society today. So why is he writing this to young bishop here that was supposed to direct his church and warning him of these things that are going to be? So what's so important about Thanksgiving? I mean, I'm talking about living, why being thankful, okay? Our thought this morning is, be ye thankful. Why is it so important to be thankful? Now, let's think about why we teach our children to be thankful. You know, there's a reason. It's not just to keep them from enjoying their candy a little bit longer. That's not the reason that we try to stop them and make them say thank you before they can enjoy it. They need to focus on something else than themselves, okay? Now, children don't comprehend that right away, okay? A 2-year-old, 3-year-old is not going to comprehend that I need to take my focus off my candy and focus on the person that gave it to me and bless that person by saying thank you. They don't understand that. But we teach that concept. And as we get older, we look back and we know why we're doing it. I hope we do. At least as adults, I hope we do. That the focus is not what we have, but the focus is more on blessing the person that gave it. That's what thank you is. It's actually a blessing to the person, or we bless the person that gave it. And that's why we teach it. We're going to look at scriptures here before long that would actually teach us this and show us these very thoughts. But let's think about a little bit more on the principle of thankfulness. You know, if our focus in life is, let me just say it this way. Yeah, if our focus is on what we wish we had, okay, on what we wish we had rather than what we have, it's actually covetousness. It can be covetousness. Covetousness would be ofjanstig zijn voor anderen. That's what covetousness meant. Ik wens ik hoor wat de anderen horen. En ik zie niet tevreden met wat ik heb. Ik wens ik hoor nog meer. Ik wens ik hoor nog zes wat ik al heb. That's what covetousness meant that. And so, if we focus on what we wish we had, we're actually living a life of unthankfulness. Because we're not focusing on what we have. We have many blessings. We have abundant blessings of many different things. But it is easy for us to focus on what we wish we had. You know, and then that could be many material things. Whether it's my old house that I wish I had a new one like Andrew does, you know. Or whatever it may be. We wish we had other things. We wish we had something better. But do we stop and think that we have many blessings as is? It doesn't matter if it's not as much as another person has. It doesn't matter if it's not as new as somebody else's has. We have many blessings. And so we need to focus on what we have. But if we focus on what we wish we had, can be covetousness, unthankfulness, selfishness. Selfishness, that's just like this child that got this candy. Well, let me get this thank you out of the way, and then I can enjoy my candy. You know what? It's all about what I can enjoy out of this thing. That's the way a young child understands. And we need to teach that as we go on, that it's not selfishness. We finally have it. We finally can enjoy this thing, and we forget about blessing the person that gave it. Maar ik probeer te zeggen, dat ze zo aan de chinga leren willen. Dat die maar dankbaar zijn. Die maar dankzij zijn voor wat in die heeft is worden. Maar de dankbaar zijn voor wat ze ha. Niet persoon denken, nu ha ik dit, nu kan ik dit. Voor mijn in het brokken. Dat ze dankbaar voor wat ik gekregen ha. And so then the thought we can ask ourselves this morning is, do we feel that we deserve the things that we have? Do we feel we deserve the things that we have? And it's easy to do that. Okay? Because after all, I worked for this. If you would work as hard as I do, you might be able to have it too. But I worked for this. I deserve this. Do we really? Let's look at a verse in 1 Corinthians 4. Now, I hope I'm not pulling this out of context. 1 Corinthians 4. Ishte Korinther Feuer. Farzeven. Verse 7. Here it says, for who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou hast not received? That thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hast not received it? So this verse is saying that what do we have that was not given to us? Okay, think of material things. And we're going to look at spiritual things a little bit later, but that is all included in this too. But thinking about the material things that we have, they were given to us, right? The material, the ding of what we had, is not unto yet worden. And this verse is saying that, why do we glory in the things that we have as if we deserve them, as if we have gotten them in ourselves? See, that was the problem with Nebuchadnezzar, right? He says, isn't this the Babylon that I have built? See what I have done? This is the work of my hands. And God showed him, that's not true. And he drove him to be as an animal for however long that was. Okay? So how do we look at our things? Do we deserve the things that we have? But the things, he says, why dost thou glory as if thou hast not received them? As if I somehow made this myself and I deserve these things. And so therefore, you know, again, unthankfulness, ungratefulness is selfishness. And it can tend to be covetousness. And so do we deserve the things that we know we don't? None of us. deserve the things that we have. But you know, God in his gracious, loving kindness and joy, the scripture says it is his pleasure of his good will that he gives us these things. And for one is the kingdom of God. It's his pleasure to give us the kingdom of God, scripture says. Gott gibt uns diese Dinge, dort machengo uns. Gibt uns diese Dinge, dort wir dort hier ab ihr Brücke channe, dort wir dort machengo uns für seine ihr Brücke channe. Let's consider the principle of thanksgiving out of the scriptures. Turn to Colossians chapter 1. I want to read verses here. That is actually, and I wasn't sure which way to go about this, but this is actually the core root of thanksgiving is right here in Colossians 1. Colossians 1, and 12, fang on with verse 12. Colossians 1, verse 12. Breaking in there the thought, I understand, but let's start in verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. This verse is telling us that we give thanks to the Father that have made it possible, that made it possible through Jesus Christ, made us accepted in the beloved. Another scripture tells us that we can be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Das vorsagt, dass der Jesus Christus, der wir würdig sein, dem die Aufgabe kriegen, was Gott für uns hat, die Aufgabe, von die, was er für seine Kinder, von die Helle in das Licht sagt, in Vers 12, was wir dort können, kriegen von Gott. Das ist, was das Vers von uns sagt. Er macht uns dort würdig, dass wir dort können. Und sagt, wir sollen dankbar sein dafür. Give thanks unto the Father. Then in verse 13, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. This is the essence of the basis of our thanksgiving, because of what God has done for us. That he has delivered us from the power of darkness. Are we thankful for that this morning? We have been delivered from it, translated into the kingdom of his dear Son. We have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Das Vater sagt hier, der hat uns dort von der Distrit rausgebracht, von der Distrit bei sein Leben rausgebracht. Und in sein, die Recht von sein Sehen eingebracht, dort wir da, dort Herr hat uns die Sünde verjäfft, der sein Blut. Uns Trigikoff, das seine Chinga, redemption through his blood. Are we grateful for that this morning? If we stop and realize that this is what God has done for us. Redemption through his blood, forgiveness. We are his children. 1 Peter 1. Down these same similar thoughts of what God has done for us. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 18 and 19. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. That's what we were redeemed with, the precious blood of Christ. 1 Corinthians 6:19 asks us this question, what? Know ye not that ye are not your own? That was because we were bought with a price. Oh yes, verse 20. For ye are bought with a price. What kind of price were we bought with? Ma vort von Priester wie ihr kauft oder zesine chinga. Mae God sy'n blawta fi, mae Jesus sy'n blawta fi y coff fawr, dod fi chan ys un y chynga zan, dod fi chan y rat zan y ffon ans bysit lefa. We are bought with a price, verse 20 of 1 Corinthians 6. Therefore, because we were bought with a price, because we are not our own, we glorify God in our body and in the spirit, which are God's. So can you see a life of thanksgiving here? Can we see that we need to praise God with our bodies, with our life? That scripture in 1 Corinthians 6 is talking about keeping our bodies pure and clean. That's what it's talking about. Ons hoort renhoule. Weich blieu van het zinde. Weich blieu van het onrecht. Onrennet wordt in de welt verjet. Wie zijn te kocht worden met Jezus zien bloot. En wie moet God hier door met. Met ons charpa. Met alles wat we hebben. Because which are God's. And so if my life is God's. If I have been bought with the precious blood of Christ. We need to glorify Him. And so therefore, everything that we have is His to be used for His glory. 2 Peter 1 verse 3 tells us that God has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. This is the root of thanksgiving. This is the root of the condition of our hearts. And is that what we're living in? Back to the thought of ungratefulness being a selfish thing, is that we deserve these things. We have these things. We are going to enjoy these things. And as a matter of fact, I wish I had something else. I wish I had something else to enjoy because others do. Others have something better than I have. Others have more privileges than I do. Others have... Wait a minute. Are we grateful for what we have? We are God's. We have been purchased by Him. We didn't even deserve to be that. To be bought with His precious blood. This is holy blood. This is Jesus Christ, a spotless Lamb of God. But yet, not just because He made us and said, well, I'm going to somehow salvage these people. No, because of His love to us. Dat's niet dat Jezus bloos zijn heeft als een mens gemaakt. Nu maar ik dat mij dat derfieren wat ik in het versproken had. En wat ik hoop met Jezus geven. En wat hij dat in blote uitgeeten voor ons. Dat wie zijn die raad worden. En ik moet dat bloos doen wanneer ik dat ongevangen had. Dat's niet dat hij dat zei deed. Hij wil dat doen. He loves us. He does it because He loves us. That's why He does it. And that's why He does it. And we are His own. And so the focus is Jesus. The focus is what He has done for us. The focus is not me. And so that's why we teach these little children to take the focus of what they have got and focus on the giver for a moment and bless them, because thank you means that I bless you for giving it to me. And it's not because of me, but I bless you. And that's what thanksgiving is. And so is that what we're doing with our lives? See, God has given us what we have. Okay, He has given us what we have, and He wants us to use them to worship and bless His name. Whatever it is. Alles wat we gekregen hebben, wat God ons heeft haft, is al voor zijn eer gebruikt worden. Dat is voor wat Hij ons dan geeft. Dat is niet voor onze eer. Dat is niet om ons eer leven erin wordt. Dat is om zijn nomen te geven. Om eer en deine domheid. And so what is our sign of gratefulness? Turn to Psalm 107. I hope we're catching the thought on what heart of gratefulness is going to look like. Heart of thanksgiving. A heart of satisfaction. Psalm 107, 107, verse 21 and 22. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. The psalmist's encouragement to us that we would praise the Lord because he has been so good to us. Verse 20, delivered us from our destruction. We looked at that back in Colossians, how we were delivered from that. He says, I just wish that people would praise the Lord for his wonderful works that he has done. And it talks about the sacrifices of thanksgiving, the Opfer von Danksagenstag, the Dankbuhsane, the Opfer davon. And he says that is the, and declare his works with righteousness. Gives the idea. Okay, let's look at Psalm 116. Similar thought, just a little different words that I was just starting to say. Psalm 116, verse 16 and 17. Here, verse 16. I want you to notice that verse. And the words that are given here is the very thought that I'm trying to bring out here this morning. Verse 16. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thy handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. Notice the humility. Notice the brokenness. Notice the gratefulness. God, I'm thy servant. I'm thy servant. You've loosed my bonds. I've been set free by the precious blood of Christ. And I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Sacrifice has the idea of praise and worship. We do this to bless the one that we sacrifice to, which is, and of course, we realize the praise and worship goes to God. That is what a sacrifice was for. The sacrifice of praise, the sacrifice of thanksgiving is poured out to God. Is that what our lives look like? Now go to the New Testament, Hebrews 13. This is actually one that uses this phrase. Should have marked it down better so I get confused on everything. But Hebrews 13, Hebreus 13, verse 15. Verse 15, Hebrews 13, 15, talks about Jesus. By Jesus, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. The fruit of our lips. What are we saying with our lips? If we start complaining and we start wishing for more things, we start wishing we had something better. We went down that line before. What does that do? Is that the fruit of our lips? I hope not. How would we feel if, let's use the example of little children again, and so Grandpa comes by and he stops by and he has this piece of candy for this child and you give it to him and you don't want to bless him with a little piece of candy and he looks at it and says, that's smaller than you gave me last time. I think Grandpa would feel like going home. I mean, probably not, but you know, it wouldn't feel good. Well, yeah, well, thanks for the little piece of candy, but I could have handled two of them. Do we do these things? Do us as adults do these? Not with candy, okay, right? We've learned that it's not good for us anyway. So, but we do other things, right? We tend to complain a little bit with other things. I kind of wish God has given us so many blessings. So what is the fruit of our lips? What is it? Is it the sacrifice of praise to God? And it says continually. This is a daily thing. And you know what this this continually. You know what that makes, that reminds me of? That true thanksgiving is actually thanks living. Dat zet niet dat we bloos dankbaar zijn, of een term voor dankzijn zij doen. We doen het dankbaar leven. Met alles wat we doen, met alles wat we hebben, dat we dankbaar leven doen. Niet bloos of een term voor dankzijn zij. En dat is wat ik zei, dat is vers 15. Hij zegt dat we zullen dat God loven en prijzen met alles wat we doen. Hij zegt dat tijd eeuwig. Continually, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. And this is talking about the very thought I had there before about blessing the person that gave us what we have. Right? That's what thank you says. I bless you for it. And this is a sign of our gratefulness as we do this. It's thankful living. Here some time ago, there's this church sign in Foxworth that said something like this: let your desire be for God, not only for his blessings. I think it was something like that. Straighten me out if I'm way off. But I ponder that many a time because I see the sign many times. So let our desire be for God, not only his blessings. For God, we have a verlangen to know God, not just the things that he has given us. That's an unterschied. There is a difference. If we're just glad for the blessings that we get, that's who God is, right? He gives us all these blessings, and that's right, he does. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. He's given us these things. But is that why we're serving him? Because we're getting all these things? No, our desire should be for God, not only his blessings. And that makes such a difference on how we view life, how we live life, how we view the things that we have. Mag zijn ingescheid woven leven onchecken doen. Voor die dingen wat we hebben, die dingen over dat brugge doen. Mag zijn ingescheid. Wanneer we ons ogen op God gedreid hebben, we dankbaar voor wat God voor ons gedaan heeft. En niet bloos meer die dingen wat hij ons gegeven heeft. Our desire should be for God and not only his blessings. So the fruit of our lips should be a thankful thing. The responses that we get should be thankful. And I remember, and I speak this with shame, this example that I gave, but I remember years ago going to school and I was supposed to be packing my lunchbox for school. And mom was there telling me what I can put in the lunchbox so that I had lunch at school. And I just burst out and said, Mom, why can all these other children have yum food, good food in their lunchbox, and I got to put up with this? And I can still remember that look of, I don't know what, horror that came across my mom's face. And it smote me so hard. I was not a six-year-old, okay, anymore. I was way old enough to know better. But it just hit me, ungratefulness. And the look of horror that came across her, and I knew how deeply I had cut into what she was trying to do for me. I felt horrible. I felt terrible bad. And I don't know if I apologized right away. I'm probably too embarrassed to do it right away, but I think I did later. I trust I have. But not grateful at all. I mean, I had food to eat. Okay, yeah, we did grow up poor. We didn't always have these luxuries and goodies that other people had. Okay, we didn't. But you know what? I always had enough to eat. Yeah, we always had enough to eat. What do we do with God? With the things that we have. With the things that he has blessed us with. You know, a life of thanks living is a restful life. It's restful. Yeah, it is. Because imagine the opposite. So here we have all this stuff, but I wish I had more. I wish I had something different. I wish it was not this way with me. I wish there's always turmoil, always wishing for something better. You can never rest with what you have. Because there's usually something wrong with everything I have, and so I wish for what they have. it's not restful at all. No. Restful is when we live in thanksgiving, thanks living. And we are grateful for what we have. And we realize that, you know, maybe these are simple elementary thoughts to us, but if we are thankful for the food that we do have, for the clothes that we have, for the old van that I do have, for the old house that I have, let's not think about it as an old house, an old van. Let's think about the house that I have. You know, I've got the warm place to be in. And many other blessings that we have. And most of all, we have been bought with the precious blood of Christ, and we are His children, and we have eternal life. We have many things. If that's restful. You know, as we think of being at rest, we also can use the word peace. Peace. The very first verse that I actually read in Colossians 3, let me just read that one again and find it here. Colossians 3. It says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful." The peace of God, let it rule in your hearts. Let it be there. The Fred Gottes kunde de Zene nans Hoat, dat zo de bus, dat ma buva am deine donor, do mat en zun levers we te verarmden ha. Let it rule in our hearts and let us be thankful. Let us be thankful. And so we're thinking about the peace of God. You know, the peace that we can have with God is a rest. Okay? Verse just came to me. And I was trying to think of where it is. Hebrews chapter 4 talks about the rest. The people of God. And I think this verse can be Hebrews 4 verse 10. For he that has entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works as God did from his. There's probably different ways of looking at that and applying that verse. But if we have entered into God's rest and saying, I'm satisfied, I'm at peace with God, I am enjoying my Christian life regardless of what other people have and regardless of what I don't have, I'm enjoying it, I'm at peace, I'm at rest. This verse is saying that I have entered into God's rest because I have ceased from my own labors. Because if I'm trying to find rest in myself, I'm going to try to find it with things, right? I'm going to try to find it with doing things. And that's not restful. I'm trying to find rest and satisfaction in collecting things and getting more. And no, the peace of God comes from finding the rest in Jesus Christ and saying, I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied. It's that nicht meine eine Dinge wird acto, meine eine Werke wird acto, schaffe, prove, mit Dinge dort me, dort ich zufrieden sie, mit den Dingen, wo ich hake, dort fehlt immer mehr. Wenn wir wollen die Dinge checken, zum uns, dort fred jedem Hort, dort schaffe nicht, dort mit von Gott kommen. Wir wollen nie nicht die Ruhe haben, Gott, wenn wir für Dinge checken, dann, mit dem dort vorfallen, dort ist nicht, dort essen Gott. Je moet er aan handelen en aan verarm leven. Dan zou je tjewe ruwe zijn. Tjewe vrede God is aan het hart hebben. So this is a restful. Thanks living is a restful life. It doesn't matter if I don't have as much as others. It doesn't matter. I'm at peace with God. I have blessings that I can enjoy. As a matter of fact, these are forgiven for His glory. If our focus will be on what God has already given us, which we really don't deserve, and bless His name with it. That's what God has given us these things for, to bless His name. That's rest. That there truly is rest. Because that mindset brings rest into our hearts and lives. It's a strain on the eyes, may I say, if we keep looking somewhere else for things, right? It's not restful. It's not a heart that's at rest, but a heart that's at peace with God and grateful, truly grateful for what I have, is a heart that's at rest. Let me again, in closing, read Hebrews 13:15. I just read it before, but let me read it again in closing. By him, by Jesus Christ, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. And may the fruit of our lips as we go from here be thankful to God for what he has done for us, what he has blessed us with, what we are able to bless others with. And may the focus be him and blessing him for what he has done for us and not our own, not our things. We are his. And may God go with us and give us that strength. Shall we kneel for prayer?